ears, right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Morning. Feeling fantastic.
Yes, mate. Very good after yesterday.
How good was yesterday?
So good.
Do you know what I've realised? So many pictures on Instagram of, like, schooners. Does the company headmaster, do they have, like, the contract to make schooner glasses officially for pubs? Because I swear to God, there's never any other brand.
It's not officially, but they are one of the top glass manufacturers, one of the biggest ones, and they have some of the biggest contracts.
How do you know that?
A lot of money in like glassware and barware.
Do you sell them?
I haven't, but I'd love to get some of those. I'd love to get some of those juicy contracts. My God, there's a lot of cash in it.
Bloody hell!
That and the little like racks that hold the wine glasses hanging down from the tops of bars. If you can get in on that market, whew, you're going to get loaded.
You know what? Who thinks of that?
Wow.
People like you.
People that want to make a dollar.
Yeah, people want to make some extra coin.
100%.
Yeah, what did you do yesterday, Meg?
I went shopping and spent way too much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a good time. My poor credit card did not like it at all.
I'm so glad that I didn't go shopping with you because you did try and, like, tempt me last week. Do you want to come with? Let me tell you, straight up, I've mentioned this once in the car to you. Meg, I hate shopping with women.
In my defense, I only went into two shops.
It doesn't matter.
How long did it take you, though?
Not long, actually. Right. It only took me, like, they were trying with a certain outfit and they were trying to make it, different things and whatnot.
I don't care what the dress looks like. I don't care.
You actually asked me what I bought in the car this morning.
Yeah, because it's making conversation. The boyfriend seat is not for me. Maddie, what did you do yesterday? Anything special?
I did a bunch of things. I went to the movies. I went to lunch. Oh, wow. Bought a whole bunch of bath bombs. We went and got lunch. We went out for dinner. We went to the pub. Like, yeah, it was great. Finally got a pub feed.
Took advantage.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic. How was the first pub feed of freedom?
Oh, my God, it was amazing. And honestly, for the first time, like, all year that I've actually gone to the pub and finished the entire plate of food.
Oh, man.
Can so I guess? Good. Schnitzel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Do you think they sold anything else on day one?
Nah, absolutely not. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
What was your first drink of choice yesterday?
I had a schooner, just a typical Newtowner, but I got to the end of our night and I was like, do you know what, actually, you guys are kind of boring. I'm going home. Like, it wasn't that groundbreaking. Like, you miss it so much and then you're like,
That's
granted, we had one drink and left after 20 minutes. So.
It's a Monday, you know. Yeah. Come this weekend, I think people might get a little looser.
I think you might be right.
There were people screaming down my street last night about 8 o'clock, just yelling and screaming.
Nice and early, at least.
So they got on it.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, up next. The lads sitting on 72, the lasses on 76. Awesome prize up for grabs. A double pass to Wildflower Festival at Roche Estate, Hunter Valley, April 2. Missy Higgins, Kate Miller-Heidke, Casey Chambers, Sarah Blasco, Thornbird, Deborah Conway, Alice Sky. It's going down on April 2nd. Tickets are on sale this Friday, but we have a double up for grabs for the winner of Lads vs. Lasses, worth a couple of $100.
Yeah, Lasses 76, Lads on 72. Come on, boys.
The Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, the ultimate battle of the sexes game. All you got to do is get more points on the board to win. Today, a double pass to Wildflower Festival at Roche Estate, Hunter Valley, up for grabs. It's going down April 2nd next year. Missy Higgins, Kate Miller-Heidke, Casey Chambers.
Do you know what's so great about this? It's the first festival back out at the Valley.
Oh, yes.
It's so good.
Get back. Miss live music, and this is a good chance to get back into it. So,
broken heels, drunken taxi rides home. Sounds great.
It's a good time. So, do we still need a lass, I think?
Yes, we do. 13:10:09. Let's go to a lad first up, though. His name is Kieran from Fishing Point. Works as an operator, married with two kids. Had a coffee out first thing after the lockdown ended yesterday and believes in ghosts and aliens. Loves the paranormal. Kieran, good morning.
Morning, how are we?
Good. Have you seen a UFO before?
Sorry?
Have you ever seen a UFO?
Possibly.
Yeah? What happened? What was it like? Were you on any drinks or anything?
Well, had a couple, but not too many. But, yeah, I was out camping, and there was a really bright light on the horizon that was an area that there's no other houses or cars or anyone else out there that night. So,
did you feel weird? Were you scared?
No, I wouldn't say scared, just curious.
Some people, like, get off on the idea of being abducted by aliens. Would you go along on the journey?
No, probably not.
Not Demi Lovato.
Yeah, that's getting it. It's a no from Kieran.
Hey, man, let's get into your questions right now. Question number one. Pearl essence, which is commonly found in lipstick, is made from what? Fish scales, which is weird. Question two, multiple choice. On average, how much of the total skin area is covered in hair? Is it A, 75%, B, 85%, or C, 95%?
I'm going to say 95%.
That is correct. Yes. Good job. 1 point on the board. Question three, who is the most recent host of Saturday Night Live over in the States? Big celebrity, reality TV star.
Kim Kardashian.
You just fed him that answer.
No, I didn't. That is correct. 2 out of 3. Good job,
very
man.
Good indeed.
Hold the line for us.
All right, time to meet our lass. Her name is Jodie. She's from Dowie and is a nurse and once met Dolly Parton. Oh, that's cool. And would go on the block and win if she could. And if she had to marry one of the Novos, it would be me.
Aww.
Well, that's lovely.
She's
thanks,
Jodie. She's up to you, I think.
Not interested, but yeah.
Well, that was an underhanded compliment.
Yeah, I don't know about the whole thing, how I feel with that.
Do you like the sound of his voice, Jodie?
I just think he's got a sweet personality.
We know what that means.
I'm not working with him.
Jodie knows what that means. All right, let's get into these questions. You've got to get 3 for an instant win or 2 to take it to a tiebreaker. All right, number one. This one is multiple choice. Typically, how long do you need to leave paint stripper on a piece of furniture? Is it A, 20 minutes, B, 8 hours, or C, 24 hours?
20 minutes.
That is correct. One on the board. All right, number two. The Camaro is a classic car made by which car company?
Holden.
Oh, we're looking for Chevy, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Holden Camaro.
Ooh, now that's interesting because I'll have to check in that maybe the Australians do call it that. We just don't, the very rare car in, we're going to a Google.
Do you know
here.
What, Crevo? I'm going to award Jodie that point.
Because it is.
Yes, all right, there you go.
There we go.
There you go.
I was unsure about it and we're going to give you the point. All right, number three. What is the signature colour on Makita Tools? Now this is also multiple choice. Is it A, teal, B, orange, or C, yellow?
Teal.
That is correct. Oh. You're a winner.
Well done, Jodie.
3 out of 3.
Boom.
How
brilliant
good
work.
Good job, Jodie.
Double pass to Wildflower Festival or yours.
No, good stuff. Thank you.
More importantly, another point on the board.
Not happy about that. Not happy about that. Guys, I want to talk about the new premier next, Dominic Perrottet. Now, I've got some evidence to back up what I'm about to say here, but I have a feeling that Dominic Perrottet is not a beer drinker. Have you noticed in the news in the last, let's say, 48 hours, most of the headlines have been about him and beer.
Not about his policies, not about his roadmap.
First of all, he got shot in the face with a keg, which was very funny footage.
It's brilliant.
And yesterday, people were calling for him to get a fine for standing up in a bar and sipping a schooner that, I'm going to put it out there, I don't think he actually sipped the schooner. Because, of course, you're not allowed to stand up in a bar at the moment.
Are you saying he's fake drinking?
I think he's a fake beer drinker. Anyway, I'm going to unpack this next.
The Novos.
Okay, and we're talking New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet.
Well, it's a big day for our state and to everyone across New South Wales. You've earned it. It's been 100 days of blood, sweat, no beers.
Mate, we didn't know this guy's name a few weeks ago.
I know.
And I've got to say, he's done a pretty good job at being seen in the media since he took over from Gladdy, right? But I've noticed something in the last 48 hours in particular, and that is he's trying to look like the everyday kind of Aussie bloke, like ScoMo does. I think he's taken, like, a page out of the ScoMo book of how to be relatable in middle Australia.
Exactly. I mean, and he struggles because I just can't see him.
He looks like a bean counter.
Mm. That's right. I can't see him building. Like, you know how ScoMo built that cubby house or whatever he did that one time? I can't see Dominic handling a hammer. I just can't do it.
He's not the type of guy going to the pub, then going home to the six kids.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Interesting though, right? He's been drinking a lot of beer in the last few days. Obviously, that's the number one rule to, like, seem relatable, right? And it all started with that audio of him saying, "We're out of lockdown, all this blood, sweat, and no beers." And when I heard that, I did think to myself, he's never drank a beer in his life. Like, what are you doing? What are you saying?
He loves a wine when you see him. Expensive wine.
Yeah, or port.
True. Also possible. I can imagine him drinking.
He's not
that.
Drinking beer. Anyway, it's kind of backfired on him because he keeps persisting with being seen in public with beer, right? So he went to visit a pub preparing to serve the people, the masses, yesterday.
Mm.
And famously, you've probably seen the vision on socials, he tried to open a keg and it just squirted all over his face. It was very embarrassing. He was on the Today Show yesterday.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Crotte joins us now in Sydney. Premier, good morning to you. I mean, what does freedom feel and taste like to you besides a keg exploding in your face?
Not a good look.
No, in his face with all the white foamy stuff shot all over it.
Less than 24 hours later, he's in the news again because apparently he's been pictured, there was a news report of him at a bar sipping a schooner. Now, it looked like your girlfriend when you give her a beer, you force her to have it. Drink a beer, darling, drink a beer. And they just kind of like sip it and don't swallow it. It didn't look right. Anyway, he was standing up at this bar, which is against the COVID rules at the moment.
Right, of course.
People are saying
drinking.
He needs to get fined. So it's kind of backfired on him now. I hope he's learned his lesson.
I think the punishment for him was drinking the beer in the first place.
Well,
to be
that's true. I hope he stops trying to drink beer now because it's not working out for him. He's copped a keg to the face and possibly a fine.
He looks like he'd be more at home with a glass of red and a nice Italian crystal glass as well.
I should have just given him a can of Coke. I think that's what he needs.
Well, more like Diet Coke. Well, I think he's a Diet Coke man.
Coke Zero.
Yeah. Now, well, Gladys famously drinks Coke Zero. No alcohol. So he's, you know, trying to roughen up his image. But look, he's got to stop. Got to stop now.
He's not the kind of guy who can get away with roughening up his image.
He just does it.
It's not going to work for him.
I guess he's staying away from bottles of red wine for obvious reasons.
Oh, yes.
The beer's probably a safer choice.
Well, they're valued under a certain amount, aren't they? Beer at all times.
The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Interesting chat we were having yesterday, Maddie, because you were saying that you're one of your best friends got on the drinks on the weekend, had a few wines, and you guys were doing like a Zoom chat, right?
Yeah.
And he was giving you some very, very, very nice compliments.
Yeah. Well, no, so we weren't having a Zoom chat, but it was just like Facebook Messenger, right?
Okay.
Anyway,
sorry.
No, that's all right. Long story short, he never like messages me nice, like lovely things. It's
right.
Always just like
just
fun
banter.
Chat, just bants. But he really got deep and meaningful with me on the weekend. I'm going to go through the messages here, right? So Meg had invited me out to this picnic at the beach because we're fully vaxxed.
Yeah, can do.
And it was like 11 p.m. I was in bed and I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go. So I got out of bed, went to the picnic. Anyway, I was messaging Brooklyn, who was also up and drinking at that time. And he says, Sunday at 12:16 a.m. I'm very proud to be your friend, Maddie. I'm so effing keen to hang out with you again. It's been 4 months, FML.
You know,
that's very nice. That's very nice. But then when I replied to that the next day, silence.
Oh.
You know when you send something when you're drunk and then it confronts you the next day?
Yeah.
And you realize.
Like, ah. Why did I send that?
So this is the question I want to throw out there.
Yeah.
Do you think, and 131009, please join the conversation here. Do you become more honest when you're drunk? Or less honest? Is this the deep truth, or is this like you've just become sort of washy and free with your words?
Because a lot of people say drunk words are sober thoughts, but is that really the case?
What are our thoughts?
I think you are not telling the real truth. Like, I think when you're drunk, you just say whatever, and it's not necessarily true.
Really?
Yeah.
I disagree 100%. I think it is, Meg. It's like, you know, it's what you say drunk are the sober thoughts.
I don't know. It depends on what kind of drunk you are, though. If you're a happy drunk. Really depends.
All right. Well, where do you see it? No fence sitting.
All right. No, I think it's bull.
All right. 131009 is Maddie's friend's. Is this real deep compliment, or is he just on the wines and saying whatever?
I hope he means it. The Novos.
And we're talking about drunk messages. Do you think they tell the real truth, or is it just something someone says? And, of course, everyone that joins the show this week in the draw for an overnight escape to the Landmark Resort Port Stephens, which is just fantastic, right? You definitely want to get that. So this is what we want. Join the conversation. Do you think that this is the truth Maddie's friend is telling him?
I absolutely do think that you're just a little freer and more liberal with your words, but I like when you've had a few lemonades. But I do honestly think it's the truth. It's how you really feel. I'm a bit of like emotionally void at times.
Right.
So a lot of the times, like, I'm very complimentary to my friends and people I like when I've had a few.
The emotions come out, if you will, and become more free and easy.
It depends on the person you're speaking to as well. If it's a very close friend, you're very more likely to, I love you, I miss you, rah, rah. But if it's just a random at a pub, like for me, in the bathroom, like at Hamo Station Hotel or something like that, meeting girls, you're very complimentary of them, but sometimes you don't really mean it.
Nah, but you know what?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
No, guys, how many times have you had, like, a drunken argument with somebody and you really just tell them how you feel?
That's what I mean.
It's unfiltered truth. Do you know who, Jackson, are you there, Jackson?
Yeah.
You and I feel, do this a lot. We, like, message each other, like, with really nice compliments when we're both drinking.
Yeah, so, like, if I really like somebody like you, Matthew, I will be totally honest, but there's very many people that I've had conversations with, yeah, you look great, dull. Yeah, we'll hang out, dull. No intention, you look terrible. Like, it just really depends on how close the friend is.
I'm feeling very offended right now because you've said that to me multiple times. We're yet to hang out.
No, we're all very close, though.
Oh, let's go to the phones. New FM, good morning. Who's this?
Shanna, how are you doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
What are your thoughts on this? Do you think drunk people are telling the truth, or is it fake?
Yeah, look, I think that they do tell the truth, but it's so, I suppose, misleading. I'm not the person to hold back, so I'll tell it how it is whenever, not when I'm drunk. But, yeah, they do. They let it all out when they're drunk, and
Do you find that you're even more forward when you've had a few champagnes or something?
Myself, no. I'm forward whenever.
But having friends and stuff, that's the vibe. So I think what we can take from this, Maddie, is you are getting the real truth.
Thanks, Shanna.
Which is good. That's a lovely set of compliments you got. I'm the one who's in the wrong here.
It goes way back to, like, when you're a teenager, right, and you're with all your friends and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're all loving each other. It's one of those, like, you do it from a young age.
Mm. Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, well. There you go.
Hey, up next, we are going to play Job or No Job, basically a little bit of a spin on What's My Age Again. I'm going to ask you a couple of lifestyle questions, throw it out there and work out if you're in paid employment or not. So Maddie's sitting on 27. I'm sitting on 24. Crevo's sneaking back up. He's on 22. If you want to play, 131009.
Try and fool us.
Yeah, try and fool us to work out. Yeah, the questions are very vague, so we can't really work it out too much.
The Novos.
It's time to play Job or No Job.
Yeah, we're going to ask you a couple of questions and try and work out if you are in paid employment or not. The scores are carried on from What's My Age Again. Maddie on 27, myself on 24, and Crevo on 22. The questions, they're not really job-related either. They could be, whatever.
Mystery continues once we hear this, but it just gives us a little bit of an information piece, like a tidbit, a breadcrumb, if you will.
It does.
And every caller who gets to air also goes in the draw to win an overnight escape to the Landmark Resort Port Stephens. How beautiful.
Lovely. We're out. We're free. Question number one is going to, who's up first today?
Karen
from Nelson Bay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Going well, Karen. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Excellent. All right, question one. Do you use a meal subscription service?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, hey. Excellent. Okay.
All right. How often do you go to the movies, you know, pre-lockdown?
Once every 6 months, maybe.
Okay.
Should we do one more question?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. What is your favorite reality show? Or do you hate them all?
Oh, I don't really. What's them? Yeah, I hate them all.
All right, fair enough.
I'm going to say you have a job, Karen.
I'm saying job.
I'm saying no job.
What's the answer?
I have a job.
All right, 2 points. So you guys are on the board.
Thanks, Karen. Appreciate it.
In the draw for prize of the week. Let's meet our next contestant. It's Bree. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Excellent, okay. Bit of a younger voice vibe there. All right, question number one for you. Do you prefer the beach or the lake?
The lake.
Okay.
Okay, do you iron your clothes regularly?
No.
No.
Okay, and do you use cloth or disposable face masks?
Disposable.
I'm going to say job.
No job.
Job.
What's the answer?
I got a job.
Hey, points for us. Yeah, you're doing well today, Meg.
I'm bringing this back.
There you go.
Excellent. Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. Well, there you go. I want What's My Age Again back.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back next week.
Back.
I'm putting the bullet in this one. I'm not a fan.
All right, done and dusted. Not as many points this week, Maddie.
No, that's why. Guys, checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next. And do not forget, the New FM's 20K to Freedom
is live
now. We've got over $20,000 worth of prizes. Of course, we're free now. So many experiences, holidays, getaways, things to do, pub meals, everything that we haven't been able to do during lockdown, we've got prizes for.
Exactly.
This is so good.
Get your hair did.
Yeah, we're going to play again very soon here at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos. This is The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Hey, Maddie, can I just say, your news is savage today. Poor old Mitchell Pearce was an aging former night skipper. What a compliment.
Yeah, look, it's pretty rough, I admit. I did just write that too. You know, I almost wasn't going to put in aging, and then I was like, oh, you know, maybe I should just go with this position. But look, you gotta say what it is, all right?
Okay, Maddie hasn't had a coffee this morning.
It's true, I haven't.
He's getting old.
He is, and look, you know, his time's coming to an end. I don't want to dig a hole too deep for myself.
He's not dying. He's
signing up for Meals on Wheels.
That's right.
I mean, Super League.
Base pension card. Do you think he gets the discount bus yet?
Oh, do you reckon he gets the free pensioners coffee at Macca's? You know, the filtered coffee?
Honestly, a cup sports, of Joe? Sports players should. Like, come on, the second you hit, like, 30 in any sport, it's like, oh, you old fogey.
Yeah, it's like, so true.
Yeah.
It is.
Some careers, you just get started, you know?
Yeah.
They always try to be one of the young lads still. Mm. You always see it.
Yeah.
Like, going out partying,
going to Kingers,
you know. Nothing more pathetic than an older man going to Kingers. Just putting it out there.
Yeah. Point taken.
You reckon he goes to Kingers? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
He's not going to now.
If any of us walked in there, you know, I'd expect to be teased.
Yeah.
They're too old for King's Street Hotel. 100%.
Mm.
I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't agree, but it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Guys, up next, a bit of a debate, and we're talking about a neighbour's situation here. Not the TV show, but in fact, two houses next door to each other. One has bought this big, like, market style umbrella. So they set this up to have a dining table and chairs outside, bit of shade, bit of protection from the rain. The only problem is this thing hangs over the neighbour's fence.
Ooh.
Now, of course, the neighbours have complained and said, you need to get rid of that thing. You can't have anything on our property. This is what I want to throw out there. 13-10-09, should they have been forced to get rid of the umbrella?
How far over the fence is it?
Well, look,
honestly,
they're saying it's about a hand span, but it's probably like 20 centimetres. Like, it hangs over the fence.
And they want them to replace it with a smaller umbrella.
Rightly so. You can't just have stuff on your neighbour's land. Mm. How ridiculous.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can't be putting stuff on your neighbour's land.
Maybe they should have measured this before they actually bought it.
A great point. Mm. Owner tape measure. That's a minimum.
You guys are such Karens. Honestly, 20 centimetres, let it go. We let neighbours' bushes come over all the time, right? Do you let neighbours... Are you cutting half the tree off?
Absolutely. Nothing on my land. You can do whatever you want on your own block. Absolutely anything. But if it can't hang on to my land. That's the rule, right?
I've never really got along with my neighbours, so I'd probably be on your side. To get it
Thank
off my
you.
Property.
Some common sense.
What am I doing here?
13-10-09. Should they have had to get rid of this umbrella?
The Novos. And we're talking umbrella wars right now.
Yeah, so this very, very self-entitled people decided that they needed to buy a giant market-style umbrella and hang it over the fence. So it's partly hanging over the neighbour's fence. If you own land, you don't want other people's stuff hanging on it, right? You want your own land to be free of your neighbour's junk. That's what I'm
umbrella.
Saying.
Umbrella. I think this is ridiculous.
So the people that bought it, they think they're entitled to keep it because, oh, it's only a little bit over the edge. They paid about $700 for this umbrella, so it's quite a fancy one.
Let them keep it there.
Nah, they should have measured it.
Exactly right.
If you're going to buy something like that for $700, make sure it fits.
That's a perfect... You wouldn't go and buy a couch that's too big for your lounge room.
How many times have you purchased something that doesn't fit?
And I return it.
Yeah, or get a tape measure. Always carry a tape measure with you. That's a simple rule in life.
Have you... Okay, question. You're the only one on this team who lives in a house.
Yes.
At the moment. Mm-hmm. Actually, Jackson lives in like a terrace house. Do you guys have trees from your neighbours coming over your yard?
Nah. Wouldn't allow it. I'd chop it off. Keep a hedge trimmer with me at all times.
I don't think you would.
I'm out there with the tape measure checking it's not hanging
Who's
over.
Who's got time?
I'm curious, though, in this, if they had a tree, for example, that was like an apple tree or an orange tree hanging over your thing, if you could pick the fruit from it, would you allow it to stay?
Nah, it's got to go.
It's got to go. Okay, yep. So there's no room for movement.
Nah.
Okay.
Hey, Kaz, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, going well. Kaz, do you think these two are a pair of Karens?
Oh, that's quite a debate,
Ben.
Not too sure.
Okay, so if the umbrella was hanging over on your side of the fence, would you tell your neighbours to go return it?
Don't know if I'd return it, but I'd ask them to shift it.
There you go, perfect.
We've got toxic neighbours, just like it.
Okay, so you understand. Thank you. Right, bit of common sense.
Okay.
Your line's just cut guys, right sorry. Out there, but I'm taking realized, that as a win for me.
I just yeah. realised I know why Kaz didn't like being called the Karen. Sorry, Kaz.
All right, well, let's go to Jenny.
No
hello.
Intended. Hey, Jenny.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, guys.
Oh, there's some positivity.
Yes.
You're letting your neighbour leave their umbrella over the fence, aren't you?
Can I just be honest?
Yeah.
Honest, I had that issue when I was living in Sydney, the exact issue. So, for all the boys and girls that are listening to me right now, do not do this. Do you understand? Do not. So, I had a neighbour who built a big swimming pool pergola.
Yeah.
Right? And the pergola was huge. It covered the whole backyard. In Sydney, the yards are pretty big, yeah? They had this umbrella, and it was a designer umbrella where it was made to fit to order, okay?
Yeah.
It came over our backyard. Now, I had beautiful fruit trees growing, and it covered all my sun. Not only was it touching my fruit trees.
See, so, that's the thing.
Mm.
It creates extra shade because it's not just the bit that it hangs over.
No, my growth was being disturbed. So I didn't do anything, but my seven cats did. I threw all my cats on top of their car.
Oh, Jenny, you can't do that.
Well, that just sounds like vandalism now. But
and they couldn't prove a thing because all my cats were indoors. I said, stop this. I threw my cats on there. I threw some fresh meat up there with bones so they had to claw out. And in 2 weeks' time, that umbrella went. They got a nice smaller piece.
Now,
a win for me.
Jenny, you know there's a vintage episode of The Osbournes where Mrs. O throws a half-rotted ham over her neighbour's fence.
Really?
Says something very rude. Oh. I'm getting those crazed Mrs. O vibes. Yeah! Throwing rotten meat! What are you doing, Jenny Craig?
Look, I can't endorse that. I'm just going to say, if you've got your neighbours with that sort of situation, tell them to return it. Don't throw meat on their car. And cats. Don't throw your animals. It's a real message here.
Release the pussies. Jeez.
And Jenny Craig did. Have a great Tuesday, guys.
Thanks,
love
Jenny.
It.
See you, though.
Maddie, you're on the wrong side of history here.
I don't care. I love Jenny Craig refers to herself in the third person.
I know.
I love that.
She's
awesome.
She was making a great point. I'm all for it.
Crazy cat lady. No, she's not. Good. Hey, it worked, I guess.
Yes,
I guess.
Poor neighbour. Hey, guys, coming up next, I want to change gears for a second, talk about something that's broken the internet overnight. Domino's have a brand new flavour of pizza out. It's divided the country. You ready for it?
Mm.
Vegemite and cheese flavoured. Thoughts and feelings. Have a think about it. Mm. We'll discuss it more next.
Okay.
I'm kind of into it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
I'm going to Google it and reserve judgment.
Very good. Details next.
The Novos.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
All right, I want to talk about a hot new Aussie collab, guys. It features, are you ready for this, Domino's and Vegemite. People are going nuts over this pizza. Domino's have announced a limited edition range of a cheesy Vegemite pizza. So the Vegemite is like the sauce on the base. Nice melted mozzarella on that beautiful doughy base. I do love myself some Domino's. People are like, ugh, this is disgusting. I think this sounds amazing.
It's not like it's pineapple on pizza. Could be worse.
So I've had a look at the pictures.
That's true. Let's not get into that debate.
No. I've looked at
that. That definitely hasn't been done before. No.
And it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Terrible. I think that, think about like your cheesy mite scroll type situation as well. Also not a fan. I think it's terrible. This is a no from me.
Are you serious? You are such
a
food snob. Give it a go. Meg, you eat Domino's with your partner a lot.
Yeah, we do. But, like, growing up, cheese and Vegemite sandwiches were, like, staple in the house. So,
delicious.
Yes, absolutely. So, I'm sorry, but I have to go with it.
I don't mind that, but when you heat Vegemite, especially in an oven, There's just something about it, and I'm not a fan from the get-go. I won't even try it, even though I do very much like Domino's. I probably have it every 2 weeks.
Well, you are American.
You're half American. Yeah, true.
It's actually been a really big week for Vegemite. This week, in other Vegemite news. Vegemite has also appointed a new ambassador this week.
Oh.
Giovanni from Rose's Pizza in New York, who's added the flavour to their menu.
So is this where they got the idea from?
International, yeah.
Okay.
Domino's put it out there because, you know, Domino's like to jump on a bandwagon.
Well, that's absolutely
They put it out on socials and asked fans, would you want this on the menu? 30,000 people said yes.
Mm. How many said no, though?
Well, I'm guessing majority rules.
So not 30,000.
Less.
Oh, my
God.
Well,
I'll be voting with my dollars and not buying it. Will you guys actually buy it, though? I mean, you're talking about, you talk a big game here, but I will believe you're into it when I see a picture in our, like, group chat of you chowing down on one of these.
Out of genuine curiosity, I might. Because I know at Domino's you can get the small, like, $3 pizzas. If I can get it on one of those so I can try it, yes. I'm not probably going to buy the whole one.
Do they have $3 pizzas?
Like little tiny ones.
Well, there's a game changer.
Innovation at its finest.
Still probably making 90% profit.
I swear this isn't paid by Domino's, this segment, by the way.
You are definitely not getting paid by Domino's.
I just love hearing the spiel from the company.
Yeah.
Domino's is all about spreading joy, and we think this cheesy Vegemite pizza will make happy little pizza lovers everywhere.
It's a hard pass from me. Put some proper ingredients on it. It's not real pizza.
Would you try if there were other ingredients other than cheese? Like, you had your Vegemite base with, like, capsicum or...
All
their fancy toppings they've got now.
No.
Like a Vegemite-inspired aioli or something.
Vegemite goes on toast only.
You're getting Crivo all wrong. Unless it's hand-cured prosciutto with gorgonzola cheese and crumbled pear, he's not interested.
Well, now that
sounds... An artisan base.
That sounds fantastic. Where are you getting that pizza?
What? Sometimes you just have to, like, enjoy the simple things in life, Craver. Not everything has to be, like, fancy and upmarket. Millionaire Mark, that's what... And if you're buying a $30 pizza while the rest of us are buying $3 pizzas, mate, you need to sort yourself out.
I'll be the judge of that. I like prosciutto. Fight me.
What's wrong with ham? The standard ham.
Champagne ham from the deli counter at Woolies.
It's not as good. That's what I say.
Snob.
When's the last time you, like, went to Woolies and got, like, packet ham? You know, the $2 honey ham in a packet?
Done it. Maybe when I was a kid on a sandwich.
So not as an adult. Packet cold meat.
I probably have over the years.
So I'm going off on a tangent, but basically what I'm trying to prove here is that you are a food snob. Yeah. When's the last time you purchased Devon?
So here's a funny story. My dad has purchased it. He uses it. He gives it, like, the big roll ones.
To the dogs.
To the dogs.
Devon's delicious.
I literally bought it 2 weeks ago. I had Devon tomato sauce.
Are you calling us dogs?
No, not at all.
Mm.
You eat whatever food you're into. That's what I'm a big believer in. Well, yeah, that's right. I think that should be a crime.
If you were in, like, a horror movie, I'd strap you to a chair. Right? So you can't move, and I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
That is a horror movie. Forget Saw.
Is that a new script line from the Squid Game?
Great. Season 2.
The Novos. The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
All right, so there was a bit of a scam that is going around Australia at the moment, costing Australia $63.6 million this year alone already.
Jeez.
It's a phone scam. A lot of people getting this. Up to what they're saying is you can get up to a $125,000 fine or 5 years in jail. And they're coming through via phone, and this guy basically he realised what was going on. He's recorded the call so we can all listen to it and find out if we get this call. Yeah, it's obviously a scam.
This is affecting people like right now.
Right now. And it's really hard, especially if you don't really watch the news, have social media. You don't really know that this is actually a scam. You might think, oh, this is legitimate. I'm in trouble. I haven't paid my taxes. But no, it's obviously a call center somewhere else overseas who was trying to get you to pay up.
We've got the audio playing it for you next here in New FM.
The Novos.
We're talking these fake scams going around at the moment.
Yeah, it's cost Australians already this year $63.6 million. All it is just a phone hoax.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a call center's been set up somewhere overseas and they're just calling people at random going, you owe us a ridiculous amount of money because you didn't pay your taxes. And this guy, he understood what was going on straight away. He clicked.
Yeah. So what's part of the reason a lot of people are getting taken by scams at the moment, because people are working from home, they're picking up numbers they don't recognise because they think, oh, it might be like someone in the office or whatever. I don't remember all the office numbers, like, or all the people that I work with.
Gone are the days of the old private number scam. Mm. Like, they use actual phone numbers now.
Yeah, they fish phone numbers, essentially.
It looks like a normal mobile.
Yeah, well, this call apparently came through from Newcastle. They used a Newcastle phone number, and he's called through, and basically he said that he was being under investigation from the Australian Tax Office, but this guy has called the number back, and this is what happened.
Let me check. So you have reached the Tax Crime Investigation Department of Australia. You're speaking with Officer Michael. Let me check. Can you confirm your first and last name?
So basically, so he says, you've reached the Tax Crime Investigation Department of Australia. I didn't know if that was an actual department.
It's not.
No.
They could just be the ATO, surely.
And they don't, the ATO never calls you.
No.
That's a great point. And a lot of people forget that. Mm. They won't ever phone you up for any reason.
So
only letters.
Letters and emails to your MyGov.
Yeah.
Basically. So he's asked for his identity and trying to get his tax file number out of him and all that kind of stuff. Gave him a very generic like identity, and then the call center operator hits him with this.
So I just need to have a lawyer name and number who would be able to represent you inside the Commonwealth Courthouse.
Saying he's going to have to go to court because he owes money and he hasn't paid his taxes.
I'll do like a Bart Simpson style most haven't prank. Yes, my name is Seymour Butts.
Bend over.
But you might be curious to how much you think this guy apparently owes. This is what he hits him with next.
The line on which we are talking right now are recorded and monitored by ATO headquarters, the local authorities and the Commonwealth Courthouse. Amount at $3,235 has been underpaid by you. The ATO is not claiming that you're not paying your taxes. ATO knows that you're paying your taxes on a regular basis.
So $3,000, it's not the $125,000 that some people are getting hit with, but if you've got a decent chunk of income, like $100,000 plus, there's a possibility you could owe $3,000.
See, that's so interesting. They've picked a low number because they think
they'll get it.
$3,000 and I'm out of trouble with the ATO. Mm. Is that all it takes? And then people might just pay it.
Mm.
It's, do you know what? I feel like most fair-minded people would identify that as a scam. But make sure you tell, like, if you've got older parents or grandparents, don't ever, like, get involved with that stuff because, like, old people in particular lose so much money. Mm.
A lot of them as well say you need to pay with an iTunes gift card because that's real legitimate to pay the ATO. But some people have been stopped going through registers like Officeworks and Coles and all that kind of stuff with thousands of dollars worth of gift cards.
Not paying.
Yeah. And they're like, why are you buying so many iTunes cards? Oh, I need to pay a bill. And they've been pulled up at the register. So luckily, some of the people at Coles and everything are on the ball, which is good.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I've actually seen a sign at, I think it was a petrol station that said, if you are buying gift cards of this amount, like, please let us know why. Mm. We might be able to stop you from being scammed.
Yeah.
That must be what it is. Well, they've already gotten over $60 million from this one, like, phone center.
See, I like to keep them on the phone just so, because mainly just so they're not scamming someone else. I know it's a scam. If they're trying to scam me, they're not going to hurt someone else. But my partner also said to me the other day, don't do that, because that way they know your phone number is active.
And they can use
your phone number to go scam other people. A friend of mine actually had her number phished. She was getting phone calls back abusing her, saying, oh, you're trying to scam me, blah, 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 blah. But it wasn't the case.
I actually like to talk dolphin to them. Hello, sir. Hello?
So they start swearing at you, because I've heard of that happening.
Oh, they get real angry real quick when they know that the situation is flipped. Man, they don't like it.
On to the next one.
Yeah. Hey, guys, coming up next, we have $1,650 to give away. Birthday Lotto is back. All you need is a birthday to play. Crevo, we are looking for what month, please?
It's come up as October.
Oh, yes, lucky October babies. If you want to play, 13 10 09.
The Novos. The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
I think this is a birthday lotto record. The cash is high, $1,650. Looking for October babies first up this morning, guys.
Yeah, time to meet our contestant as she steps up to the plate. It's Alex, works in retail and works on a Friday night, would rather stay in, and has a birthmark that looks like the letter B right under her backside and claims she is Newcastle's best parallel parker. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So, the letter B, right? That's how fitting.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
Do like, guys or girls, whatever you're into, like, comment on it when you take them home?
I've never had a comment, no. My fiancé, I don't think he's even noticed.
that sounds about right.
Classic fiancé behaviour.
Yeah.
Oh, how big is the letter B?
Oh, probably as big as my fingernail.
Okay, that's tiny. Yeah,
too
quite
big.
Small. All right, let's win you some money. What would you spend the cash on?
Oh, it'll probably go towards my wedding that we had to postpone.
Have you only had to postpone it once, Alex?
I did, yeah, only one.
Oh, good.
All right, well, fingers crossed, $1,650.
All right, Alex, were you born on the 10th of October?
Oh, no.
Sorry,
Alex. Wow, the cash is still in play. Thank you for playing, guys. Back before 9 o'clock this morning.
The Novos. UFM's 20K Road to Freedom.
We kicked this off yesterday and the phones went absolutely ballistic. It's very easy to win. We just spin the wheel. We've got $20,000 worth of prizes. All the stuff that we missed out on doing during lockdown. We're free now. We've got holidays, movie tickets, concert tickets, getting your hair done, fashion vouchers, everything. It's all on this beautiful shiny wheel in the studio. And we want to give it a spin right now. So 131009, if you want to spin our 20K Road to Freedom, I'm going to say it's a pretty wheel.
Yeah, it is.
We need to come up with a name for the wheel, I think.
The pretty wheel.
Pretty wheel doesn't
it's a
have
very
a,
pretty wheel.
It doesn't have a decent ring to it.
Do you mean like a human name?
Like, okay. Oh, Jeff? Can we? Jeff.
Jeff. What?
I don't know. It's just the first name that popped into my head. What name would you call it?
I do actually like the name Jeff for the wheel.
Well, yesterday we gave away a holiday, which is great.
Could be anything.
Could be absolutely anything.
The unpredictability of the wheel.
Yeah.
Donna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, going well, Donna. Okay, you are our lucky player today. Are you feeling lucky this morning?
Let's say yes.
You don't sound confident.
Oh, vibe it up, Donna. Vibe it up.
Come on, you're going to win something.
I need some luck in my life. I broke my foot on the 4th of July and I've been in personal lockdown ever since.
Oh, no. Okay, all right. Well, let's spin this wheel very hard.
Extra long one.
Please.
All right,
here we go. Spinning the wheel. Oh, that's a good one. Come on, we're doing the meat raffles.
Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Yes?
You have won a cruise for two people with lunch.
No way!
Hooray!
Getting out on the water.
It's the full...
Sailor, Donna.
It's the
Thank
full...
Thank you so much.
It's the full smorgasbord, Donna. Do you like it? Do you like a good smorgasbord?
Oh, I do. I do.
Hey, it's a lunch cruise for two people worth $120. Indulge in a freshly prepared barbecue lunch served on board the vessel,
lovely.
Consisting Donna, get this, fresh local prawns.
Oh, yes.
Scotch fillet minute steak.
Oh, yes. Please.
Gourmet beef sausages. And a selection of salads.
Hey, Donna, no, oh, yes, for the sausages?
Yes!
She's got fancy taste like you, Crevo.
Yeah, good.
I just want to say prawns and steak are more of a priority.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really on board for that.
Fill up on them. Don't worry about the sausages.
Surf and turf lunch. Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh,
hey, thanks for playing, Donna. We are playing this all day here at NoFM. There's a variety of prizes, so keep listening, and we'll tell you when your next chance to play is.
Yeah.
Guys, interesting. I got up this morning, right? I realised that I hadn't checked the letterbox in a couple of weeks. I had so many letters. Anyway, I was like going through them this morning, and there was like a handwritten bit of paper that said, occupier of my unit, which I won't say, of course. I opened up this handwritten piece of paper, and on it says, hi, my name is Lauren, and I had a parcel delivered incorrectly to your address. I live at another apartment that sounds similar to mine next door. I believe it has been left in a safe place. If you could either drop it around to the Stella building or feel free to message me and I can come collect. Thanks, Lauren. Now, Lauren has been ruining my life for the past week because on three separate occasions I've had the door buzz in the middle of the day when I've been napping with deliveries for Lauren.
She's a very popular girl.
Flowers, packages, all the time. I'm like, man, I got excited when the flowers rocked up the other day. There's this chick there, like, on the camera intercom. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? She's like, I've got flowers. I'm like, oh, my God, who are these from? She's like, is your name Lauren? I'm like,
does it sound like Lauren?
So Lauren's been sending stuff to my house. Obviously, the delivery people are getting it wrong. Mm. There's a new building next to mine.
Mm.
Obviously, has the same unit number on the same street.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking, do you get wrong packages all the time?
And wrong mail.
We do in particular because you've got our unit and then our, like, the street number and then the next one is street number A.
Oh,
so
we
constantly get stuff in our mailbox.
See, certain addresses are conducive to wrong mail because they sound really similar or there's other similar addresses. So a confusing one that is a problem in my street is another neighbour has the same first name as me. So I'm always getting, like, mail for them and have to, like, redistribute it. Like, I don't want this bill. You can have that.
You know, my friend once got some wrong mail, right? And he opened it up, didn't realise it wasn't meant for him, which I don't believe. Turned out, right, to be ashes.
Oh.
I know. I don't know if they were, like, human ashes or, like, pet ashes, but they were ashes. And I was like, I need to leave right now because I don't want the bad juju.
Or you don't want to be implicated in mail theft.
131009. We're asking you this morning, do you get wrong packages all the time? Even better, if you've accidentally opened them, what did you find?
Juicy.
The Novos.
Yeah, just telling you guys about the mail mistakes that are happening at my apartment. I mean, in the last 7 days, three times, there's a big new apartment block next door now.
Yeah.
They go up every bloody day, it seems. Anyway, I keep getting the packages from the person that lives in the same unit number as me in the next building. I have a nap in the middle of the day, and they always seem to come at, like, 2 p.m. when I'm fast asleep, and it's such a disappointment because not only do you not get any surprises, but you've woken up. So this chick, her name is Lauren, has left a note in my letterbox saying that there's a package at my lobby waiting for her, and she wants me to deliver it.
You're her PA now.
Well, you should at least be paid or tipped or something.
Oh, no. She's getting serious presents, flowers, random packages.
She's treating
food.
Herself. She's treating herself by the sound of it.
Should we try and call her?
I think we should.
100%. We need to find out.
I don't know how long this has been in my letterbox for because I haven't checked it.
Well, you got three this week. Who knows how long this whole situation's been going on?
Let's give her a call and see what she has.
She's written the number on the note, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has. So. Yeah, she has. So we'll try and give her a call right now. I reckon maybe I could make friends with her.
Maybe.
Imagine that.
She might be your new best friend. You live right near each other. Sleepovers?
Yeah, I mean, look, no, that's not happening.
Don't do that. Well, it's very close to walk home.
Mm, right. Maybe. That's right. Oh, no. Oh.
Let's give her a call. Lauren, new bestie. It's always good to check in on your neighbours.
Exactly.
Not really a social guy.
Maybe she just moved in. Moving's such a hassle as well, so.
She doesn't answer or leave her a message.
Oh, good.
Does this mean that the package is mine?
I think so.
What do you reckon it is?
Proof.
Is it
Hey, is that Lauren?
Yes.
Hey, Lauren, it's Matt. I am your neighbour. I believe that I have a package belonging to you.
Oh, from number 12, Bishopsgate.
Hey, sorry. Full disclosure. I work on the radio and you're live on the air right now.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
I just wanted to say, I haven't checked my letterbox in ages, and I noticed your handwritten note this morning. How long has it been in there for?
I'm not sure. Maybe a week and a bit.
Oh, Maddie.
Maddie doesn't check his mail too much.
I'm so sorry. I haven't been keeping your package ransom. Is it, like, an important delivery?
No, it's not. They actually refunded me because it didn't get delivered, so you're more than welcome to keep it.
Well, this has worked out way
Are
better
you serious?
Than
serious. What is it?
It's just some skincare stuff.
Maddie, you like your skincare regimes, don't you? Is it a good brand?
Yeah, it's a pretty good brand.
Oh, sweet. What a win.
I hate to be really rude, but I'm actually at work.
Oh, sorry.
It's my first day back at work.
Sorry, Lauren.
Sorry. We're just having fun.
I guess we can't have a coffee now.
Go and have a coffee.
Yeah. See it all. Thank you. Wow, that's really kind of her.
Well, that's worked out so much better than expected.
I think you have made a new best friend.
No, she doesn't want to borrow me.
I'm at work. You need to go and keep the package. I don't want to see you.
Do I give her the package back?
No, she just gave it to you, man.
I feel so bad.
I think you
free
should.
Skincare.
Nah, I've got to give it back to her.
Huh? Up to you, man.
Mm.
She got the refund already.
I'm at work at the moment. Can you go away? Oh, well, there you go. I ain't making any
friends.
You
did get in contact with her as she requested.
Yeah.
That's
there
true.
You go.
Not as not how she envisioned it, probably, but hey.
Oh, my God, I can't believe she said my address.
Didn't say the unit number or anything.
No, that's true.
We'll cut that part out of the podcast.
What's the goss up next?
Hey, Jackson, how you doing?
You might be able to cut it out of the podcast, but I heard I'm coming to egg your house, mates. I spoke about SNL yesterday, not last night. Halsey was also alongside Kim Kardashian. Now, Halsey has hit out about people complimenting her, which I found a little bit strange, but I'll give you all the details next. Also, too, I'm going to play you 30 seconds of chaos. So, Adele went live on Instagram for the first time ever, and it was insane.
I've heard this.
I can't wait. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Jackson is here telling us all things goss-wise. What have we got going on this morning?
Let's start with Halsey, because she was the performer for Saturday Night Live when Kim Kardashian hosted. Now, everyone is commenting on her Instagrams, Facebooks, Twitters, just how amazing she looks, because, of course, only 3 months ago she had a baby.
That's right.
So she's using her platform to come out now and be like, you know what? A little bit unhealthy to go, oh, you look so great, because she says she hasn't worked out or anything like that. But she just wanted to tell her fans that it is okay if you don't bounce back from having a baby. Like, she's in this industry where she's paying someone a good $50,000 a month to look great.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, she's just saying to her followers, everyone just calm down because it creates this really unhealthy image. I like Halsey. She's, like, a little bit wholesome and a little bit outspoken. People don't really like that about her. But I don't know. I think she's got a fair point because not many celebrities talk about the fact that they get a little nip-tuck here after pregnancy and they get a little bit of microdermabrasion and all that kind of thing, and there's Spanx and $50,000 worth of makeup looking you look like a glamour.
It is so expected though in Hollywood that you bounce back like this. Like it has to happen within 2-3 weeks of you having a baby. That's not how this works.
No.
There are people who have had a baby who never get their figure back, and you know what? That's fine. You do your sister.
I think it's women in general as well. It's not just in Hollywood. Just like so many workplaces out there, you know, have people that comment on women's weight after they come back from having a baby. It's so
that's
crap.
That's disgusting.
And it's mainly women against women, which is disgusting as well. Just support other women. Don't judge them.
It is very interesting that the woman who she stood alongside, though, and hosted, you could argue that the Kardashians have created one of the most unrealistic and unhealthy body images within the world. You know, like, they're pretty much unattainable to look like a Kardashian. And they're very guilty of going, oh, I look like this because I don't know, spread my lipstick a little bit further than my lip. That's why my lips are so big. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a very interesting world, Hollywood.
You can blame the Kardashians, and I'm not usually one to defend the Kardashians, but it goes to a much bigger issue, I think. And I blame Instagram.
Absolutely.
I honestly do.
When you can throw a filter on a photo and make it look different. Absolutely, completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people that don't understand that those filters are there. Like, that's probably the biggest issue. Young people that are, in a way, vulnerable to this because they don't understand that there is an expert paid $50,000 a month or whatever just to keep them in shape. They think, oh, they just must automatically be like that.
Not to mention with your Instagram photos as well, that one that they put up, they probably took 60 or 70 to get that perfection shot.
100%. That's why some of these countries are now making people... Do you know how you have to say, oh, this is a sponsored post?
Yeah.
You have to say in some countries, this is an edited post. And if that ever comes to Australia, you'll never see a selfie of me ever again. speaking of Instagram, Adele's gone live for the very first time on Instagram. And it is chaotic, right? So this is just like a 30-second bit of a 50-minute Instagram live session.
Oh, I jump on Instagram live. Do you have to follow me to be able to watch this video then? Is that what's going on? A lot of follows. Tap a question to answer. Oh, my dog's just came. Who's that? Come here. I love Britney. You're all asking to FaceTime me. What's going on there? Why, my dogs might poo. Do I like Marvel? Of course I love Turkey. A lot of Harry Styles fans here, huh? Yes, I'm excited for Beyonce's next album. Are you mad? I love Taylor Swift. Let the dog out. I think he needs a poo. How do I... He's asking me... I don't know. He's asking me to go in someone else's room. I don't know. What room's that? Oh,
what's my body count? What does that mean?
Oh, my God.
That was just a mess.
It's a mess, right? But she did tease a new song from her album, which would you like to hear a little bit of it? I love Adele's personality, but I find her so boring when it comes to music, don't you?
Yeah, oh, I love her music. Yep. It's New FM's definitely going to play this song.
You reckon? Oh, you reckon though? What?
No.
A bit of Adele? Like, what about Ed Sheeran? Is there any of that gear?
There's three artists, right, who, when they release it, like, announce a new song, New FM, like, it puts it through to the express list, which is Ed Sheeran, Adele, and Pink.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Adele, for me, is just in the playlist for, like, one day, if, like, it ever coincides, a thunderstorm, and I feel the need to cry, I'll just chuck her on. But any other time, I'm like Cardi B. That's fine.
That's more my vibe as well, to be fair. The Novos.
Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. When you wake up.
Hey, so we got some news from management that Maddie, you're going to afternoons here at the station. We're really, really sad you're going.
I'm sad I'm going.
You've done such a great job. Thanks, Maddie, for everything. You've been super funny and super honest.
And a friend. Got, a friend to us all, I think.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. That's
you've
really
done,
nice.
You've done so well. And I mean, we still didn't get to do our like group wine night at Crevo, so you have to come to
that. I mean, you're still at the station, so you still come. Yeah, you're still a friend, right?
Yeah.
You're not going somewhere.
You're just getting a sleep in now.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
You'll save on Ubers.
I should, yeah.
You'll
actually
have some extra money.
That's it. That's a good point.
Financially, good times for Maddie.
Woohoo!
Emotionally, sad for us.
Yeah, thanks heaps, Maddie. You've been awesome.
Thank you, guys.
It's
thanks
a real pleasure.
We'll get you back soon.
Yeah, that's it. Fingers crossed.
Guys, 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Yo.
Hello.
I'm going to put on some Dua Lipa and Love Again. I'm very excited because she's coming to Australia.
Meg's going.
Yeah.
Along with another 47 concerts that she's got to.
All booked.
I just can't commit to anything for next year. Like, my next year's too busy. So I'm like, oh, I'll just watch the dodgy YouTube footage. I'm cool with that. Mindskin as well. This is huge on TikTok. What am I saying? I'm 26. I shouldn't be on TikTok anyway. Moving on. Anastasia. As well.
Winner of the Masked Singer. You know that, what is it, the Maneskin?
Yeah, Maneskin.
Man, I have become that boomer that says popular songs.
Wrong.
Names. I was calling it Maneskin.
Oh, dear.
I went on air and said that. How embarrassing.
Yeah, that Justin Bieber song. How good is that?
Is that Justin Bieber?
Well, look, Maddie, I have heard people say Natalie and Bruglia, so that can't be as bad as that.
You know what?
Treats for everyone.
Another one is Khalid, for Khalid.
And people really care. Like, they ring up and they'll give you an earful.
So, DJ Khalid.
It's very different people.
Hey, thanks, sir. Hey, guys, coming up next, have you been watching SAS on Channel 7?
I don't like seeing people get brutalized, so no.
I actually love the show, but haven't been watching.
So basically, if you haven't seen it, they get a whole heap of celebrities, and it's run by like a former special army commander, Ant Middleton, and they just put them through absolute torture. The same training that elite soldiers go through before they go on these like huge missions.
Mm. Yeah.
Last night on the show, I think they've like hit a new level of cruelty. One of the challenges, right, was to write a death letter to your family and friends. Obviously, if you are going on a mission, this is something that they do.
Gosh.
You write a letter to your loved ones to, you know, get your sort of final words out.
Mm.
Sam Burgess, former Bunnies player, broke down.
You would, though. Oh. Like, how could you not be emotional?
So, like, emotionally scarring. I want to play the audio for you next because I tell you what, those Burgess brothers are big guys, big, burly rugby players.
Yeah.
It broke him.
Like, when you see them, you'd think, well, you know, he'd be a very tough person.
They're man pats when they give hugs. They're not full cuddles.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to play it for you in minutes. The Novos. Yeah, we were just chatting about SAS last night. Man, I feel sorry for these celebrities. Poor old Manu, he only lasted 2 episodes before he broke. And he's a chef. Chefs are tough.
Mm. Yeah, not
he hasn't worked on the line for a long time, though, let's be real.
Probably not. He's probably, you know, he's gotten used to that TV chef life. 5-star hotels and a good per diem. That's Manu's vibe.
Another person on the show this year is former rugby league player Sam Burgess, used to play for the Bunnies. Now, he's a tough guy. Last night, I feel like reality television hit a whole new low.
Mm.
They are putting these people through absolute bloody nightmares right now. So they had to write a death letter to their family as if it was the last thing that they would ever say to them. I've got the audio. Man, there's nothing like seeing a full-grown man cry like this.
Luke, Thomas and George. All right, Sammy, go to bed. Take a deep breath.
So depressed.
Luke, Thompson, George, my 3 brothers. I love you with all my heart and soul. Not a day goes by that I've not felt you by my side. In my breath and food that I taste, the laughs that I've shared, but most importantly, in the center of my heart.
I
pushing your boundaries. You're striving for high goals. You're the three most amazing men. Be strong, be kind, but most of all, be the best in us all.
And it's like,
okay,
it's,
Billy.
Oh, it's painful to listen to.
Can I just put something out there?
Yes.
I cry at the drop of a hat. Nothing.
Oh, Nada. You heartless.
Oh, no, you know what? I only cry at absolutely anything and everything, and that didn't even... nothing.
I don't know why.
Maybe it's Sam Burgess, I don't know.
I think it's the awkwardness, but I almost wanted to laugh.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so...
Oh, you can't... What? That's so
not,
mean.
Not laugh at him, but it's so awkward, it triggers that thing where you don't know what to do.
Mm.
Like, I had a suggestion for the show here this morning, and I put it to you guys. I'm like... Well, let's write our own emotional letters, but you guys didn't want to do that.
No.
So what we're doing this morning is our comedic take on what you would say to your loved ones if you were put in the same situation. Kariba, do you want to kick things off this morning? Have you got your stuff prepared?
Yeah, look, I...
Hang on.
Okay.
Off you go.
I had a different take on what you were saying. I thought you meant what we would give each other on the team, like a Will-style situation.
I'll take that we're loved ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what I've got for you guys. We'll start with Jackson. For Jackson, I've got some of my gin collection, because I know he'll appreciate that with a lovely tonic.
I love that.
Some ice and, you know, a wedge of lime. For Maddie, I have... my Matchbox collection. Now, this is a collection of matchboxes.
Is it worth anything?
No. and I gave it to you because I thought, you won't know what to do with it, but can't throw it away because I know your personality and you'd feel bad throwing it away, but it's quite bulky, so you'll be stuck with it for the rest of your life and you'll always remember me.
The ultimate prank.
Exactly. Long-term pranks. That's what I'm about. To Meg, along the same lines, you can have my baking trays. Because I'll think, you know, at least you can use them. But I also know there's no more room in your baking cupboard, so we'll have those cartoon moments of you trying to jam them in and shut the doors and stuff keeps falling out and you're slightly frustrated but still can't get rid of the items.
Okay.
So there's my...
Thank you.
There's my willing of things around the team.
Yeah.
All right, your All turn, right. Meg.
So I didn't realise we're doing it around the team. I just thought things, you know, in my life that mean a lot to me. So one of them, over the weekend, Maddie, you heard about my drag queen handbag.
Yes.
I've had a handbag for about 10 or 15 years, and the friend that I hang out with on the weekend, basically, he doesn't like it. He hates it. He wants to burn it. So I'm going to give that to him to burn once I'm gone. Give him some last... You know,
laugh
at me. Also, with all my clothes, I want in my memory to be a drag queen op shop set up because I have a lot of glitter, I have a lot of sequins, and I don't want them to go to waste. So, if you can, both of you, drag queen op shop in my memory, please.
Yes.
Also, all my music memorabilia is coming here to the station. Because I'll probably be wherever my music memorabilia is, so I'll be around here haunting this for decades to come.
Right. Great. We'll add a ghost to the collection.
We do have ghosts here, apparently.
Yeah, you'll be in good company.
Another one to the team.
Exactly. They all like music and stuff, apparently, so that'll be perfect.
Do you know what I'll leave you guys?
Mm.
My humble collection of Nike Air Force Ones.
Good.
Grevo, your eyes lit up there.
Yeah,
because,
well.
Because, I mean, a good, you know, 25, 30 pairs. You can sell those.
Absolutely.
Money.
Some dirty, dirty Luca.
Give them a little. That's all I own of value. So.
Give them a clean up and away we go. Do a little memorial. Make some cash.
Yeah, SAS too much.
They went too far, I think, with that.
A little bit, maybe.
On a lighter note.
Can we switch it up a little bit?
Yeah, let's do
can
that.
Can you tease it with the sad music?
Oh, okay. Do I have to go really demure? Like,
no. Be happy.
Oh, no.
All right. $1,650 up for grabs.
All right. I've just spun the wheel and it's come up as May.
13-10-09 if you want to play now.
The Novos.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Maybe you spent a little bit too much on Freedom Day yesterday like I did, and you need a boost to the bank account. $1,650 could be all yours just for having a birthday. How easy.
How much did you drop, Meg?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah,
of course.
About $400. On Afterpay as well.
Big breakfast radio pay, man.
Yeah, yeah. No. That's the most I've spent in a long time, to be fair, because I've been pretty
cooped up.
What do you mean? You just spent thousands of dollars on concert tickets?
For other people as well, just for me.
whatever makes you feel better. Time to meet a contestant. Her name is Kylie. She's from Charlestown, works at Bunnings, and thinks the snag sizzle needs to make a return, but has no insider goss on when it will. Has 8 kids and says she has a job to avoid them. Good morning.
Good morning.
No homeschooling for you then, apparently.
Oh, gosh, no.
Hey, Kylie, did you hear in the news yesterday that Bunnings in Melbourne are thinking of getting rid of the sausage sizzle for baked potatoes? What are your thoughts?
Oh, no way.
No way.
Do you normally get the sausage sizzle for lunch?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, like that of course
that's the perk of working at Bunnings.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get into this, because with $1,650, you could buy about 700 sausage sizzles with drinks. So what?
Feed the family.
There's a couple of barbecues as well.
Feed the family.
You should work here.
All right. What was the month again? I always lose track of the month.
We are looking for the month of May.
May. Yeah. Okay. Kylie, were you born on the 13th of May?
No.
Family's going hungry, it seems.
You're back on the sausages.
Sorry, Kylie. Thank you, though. Man, tomorrow, $1,675. This is getting crazy.
I know.
Imagine if it hits $2,000.
I love that.
I want it to go off.
I just love that it's so close to Christmas. It'll just change somebody's life this year.
That's
so good.
So true.
Mm. Guys, 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Yeah, it is. Can I do the Jonas Brothers Marshmallow? Leave before you love me.
Very good.
That's what I say to people that linger in my studio. Leave. Fall in love with me, fans. Galantis, Little Mix. These girls have caused a stir. They unfollowed that girl that left the band.
Jesse,
on Instagram.
Awkward.
Well, it turns out, though, Spenner in the Works, this only just came out like 5 minutes ago, apparently Jesse blocked them.
Oh, right, okay, so they didn't delete them.
But there's a Little Mix war going on. These girls have been so, like, just above board with everything. They've been so friendly and so polite, true. No scandal. Wow.
It all begins now.
Unravels. I thought they liked each other.
No. Well, no, I have 3 babies and get 1 to leave the band and bam, it's all unblown. So there we go. Shawnee Mendes as well. No scandals around him.
Oh.
If you know, you know.
Leave it at that, I think.
Oh, God. thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya. The Novos.